New York currently has a temporary income tax surcharge on the wealthy. The additional taxes affect those making over $300,000 a year and up, with the rates growing higher for income over $1 million and at the highest rate for $5 million a year or more. The tax was first imposed during a budget crisis back in 2009. Governor Cuomo, after an initial hesitation, agreed with the legislature to extend the surcharge two more times. Many more Democrats than Republicans back the tax on the rich, and Democrats have the best chance in years in controlling the Senate after the November 8th elections. Ken Jardine, with the fiscal watchdog group the Empire Center, says the tax should not be renewed.
There's a big danger in becoming too dependent on these sorts of income tax revenues just because of their volatility. New York is the third most dependent state in the country on income tax revenue, and in this case, our revenue is especially volatile because so much of it comes from the financial sector.
He says the income tax, which many businesses also pay, is susceptible to economic slowdowns and declines on Wall Street. The state's income tax collections are already lower than originally projected for this year. Jessica Wisniewski, with the progressive group Citizen Action, says the tax should be renewed. She says keeping it is one way of ensuring that the wealthy pay their fair share.
I hope to see them extended so the richest among us pay their fair share and relieve the burden on local taxpayers. So I do think that will be an issue, and the Senate Democrats will support that extension with their colleagues in the Assembly.
Jardine's group, the Empire Center, is nonpartisan, but he says it may not matter which party ultimately rules the Senate when it comes to the millionaires' tax. He points out that it was the GOP-led Senate that went along with extending the tax twice.
I don't think you can say that one party is more likely than another to raise taxes here. Remember that in 2011, it was the Senate Republicans and the Assembly Democrats together, you know, extending the higher tax rate, and they did the same thing again in 2013. So it's impossible to say that one party is going to be more likely to do this than another.
Governor Cuomo, who's been attending rallies to promote Democrats for the Senate, is also warning them to be fiscally conservative. Cuomo's been a supporter of the state's property tax cap, and he's held down the growth of state spending to 2% per year.
And what we've shown is that you can be fiscally responsible and you can be socially progressive.
But the governor has not said whether or not he thinks the millionaire's tax should be extended, saying he prefers to deal with the issue next year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.